What about cornbread that's made in ashes?
Well, that's called an old ash cake, they call it.
What do you call soft, mushy cornbread that you eat with a spoon?
Grits. Cornbread eat with a spoon.
Yeah.
Well, I'd call it grits.
Okay. What do you call a round, flat, cake-like thing with a hole in the center? There's a little thing that has sugar on top.
Cakes?
With a hole in the middle.
And the other's something like a cake?
Mm-hmm.
I call it cake.
Okay. What about something that's like that, but it's made with yeast?
Made the same way that is where I'd hold out?
Mm-hmm.
And it holds something?
It could, I guess.
I'm afraid I'm lost right now.
Okay. Would you call it the same thing, or...?
Could, yes, and I wouldn't think of no other name.
Okay. What would you call a fried round flat cake made with white flour?
I just call it a white cake.
What about, let's see, something you put syrup on?
You pour syrup on it?
Mm-hmm.
Pancakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the size of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Side meat.
What do you call pressed meatloaf made of hog's jowls and head?
You're speaking of press meat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What do you call the center of a chair?
Chair. Well, right in the middle of it, the center of the chair.
Hmm?
Right in the middle of a chair. You mean a chair like a center?
No, a cherry, I'm sorry.
Oh.
The hard little thing in the center.
Of a chair.
What do you call the center of a peach?
A seed.
What do you call a peach that the meat sticks to the seed?
It's called a plum peach. Pressed peach.
What do you call a peach whose meat comes off of the seed real easily?
We call them clear seeds.
What do you call beans that are eaten in the pod?
Snap beans.
Do you have any other names for that?
A bean. Mm-hmm. Snap bean. Butter bean. Lima bean.
What do you call large, flat, yellowish beans that aren't eaten in the pod that you shell?
We call them horse beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips and beets and things like that that you can eat?
We call them ground beans.